Carl, sister. Sunnyside, Kurrenbong, New South Wales, Australia, October 6, 1899. Dear Sister Carl, I thank God that you have been moved by the Holy Spirit to aid us in this time of need. We are making earnest efforts to establish a health retreat in this country. The building is finished except for the plastering. We cannot do this until we have means with which to pay the workmen. We are £300 in debt. Your donation will help us, and I thank you on behalf of all who are interested in the advance of the work on these grounds. The Lord has been helping us all the way along, and we are very thankful for the favors bestowed, which are too numerous to mention. God commended his servant Cornelius for his liberality and devotion. He is recorded as one that feared God with all his house, which gave much alms to the people and prayed to God always. This God-fearing man saw in a vision, evidently at about the ninth hour, an angel of God coming into him, and saying unto him, Cornelius. And when he looked on him, he was afraid, and said unto him, What is it, Lord? And he said unto him, Thy prayers and thine alms are come up for a memorial before God. Acts 10, verse 2-4. Cornelius was not conscious that he had done anything worthy of commendation. He had been moved by the Spirit of God to cooperate with the disciples of Christ. He was not even accounted a disciple of Christ, but he had faith in God according to the light he had, and he was reaching out for more light. The Lord saw that this man would do honor to the persecuted church in Rome, and he placed him in connection with the Apostle Peter, who could instruct him. This is God's way of working. Daily prayers to him for light and knowledge will be answered. When Cornelius received the mission, he did not understand its meaning, but one thing he did know. He knew that the Lord had heard his prayers and recognized his offerings. And today, when men, prompted by love for God, impart to others that which they have received, their works come up for a memorial before God. By sending us this $100, you have laid up treasure in heaven. You have put out your money to the exchangers, and the talent will increase. The Lord who blessed Cornelius will bless you, my sister, and he will bless the means which you have given with a willing heart. The experience of Cornelius is the experience of many in our world who, having but little light and few privileges, live up to the light they have. As we present the truth to others as the Spirit of God shall lead, we shall find many who will receive the light and advance with the light. This was the experience of the disciple Peter. As he preached Christ to Cornelius and his company, the Holy Ghost fell on all them that heard the word. And they of the circumcision which believed were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because that on the Gentiles also was poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost. For they heard them speak with tongues and glorify God. Then answered Peter, Can any man forbid water, that these should be baptized, which have received the Holy Ghost as well as we? And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord. Verses 44-48. This work God has appointed shall be done in Australia. We are trying to strengthen the work in every line as we advance. Although it has limited facilities, the medical missionary work is growing rapidly. This branch of the work is to the gospel message what the right arm is to the body. Therefore, we are anxious to receive the Lord's means that we may establish a sanitarium and a hospital. We have found a beautiful spot of land for our sanitarium, and if we can have the money which is in the hands of God's people, we shall erect a building where the patients can come and hear the truth for this time. In seasons of sickness and trial, God places men and women in connection with his instrumentalities, that they may not only have relief from physical pain, but that they may receive spiritual light. The great physician works not for the afflicted body alone, but by his pardoning, sanctifying power, he heals the sin-sick soul, thus removing the first great cause of all the suffering. We thank God that there are some hearts softened by divine power to feel the tenderness of Christ for perishing souls. We thank him that some have eyes to see our needs, and hearts and hands willing to help us gain a foothold where we can exercise our God-given restoring facilities for suffering humanity. We shall continue to pray that offerings may come from America to this far-off land. We are interested in every field of labor, but we feel intensely for Australia. This is our appointed place, our lot in the Lord's vineyard. When we open up the work in one field and gather out a company, we consecrate them to God, and then draw them to unite with us in building a humble house of worship. Then, when the church is finished and dedicated to the Master, we pass on to other fields. Distinct and plain the word has come to us. Go forward, Exodus 14, verse 15. And just as soon as the warning message has been given in one place, and men and women raised up to continue the work there, we pass to the unworked parts of the Lord's vineyard. The Lord is the great worker. We are His servants, who have accepted the invitation. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Matthew 11, verse 28-30. In lifting the burdens of Christ, we find rest. Be of good cheer, my sister. Remember that Christ is your friend and helper. Put your trust in God. Close the windows of your soul earthward and open them toward heaven. Look to Jesus, who is your sympathizing friend. Take hold of Him, by faith, and He will give you peace and rest. He wills not that one soul shall perish, but that all shall come to Him. Then rest in His love. In simplicity of soul, say, I believe Christ loves me. I commit the keeping of my soul unto Him, as unto a faithful Creator. Look to Jesus, and by beholding Him, you will be changed into His image. May the peace of God be upon you, my sister, is my prayer.